and more now. We are getting amazing photographs from NASA's Mars Spirit rover on the surface of the planet, and with more to come in color. But they're all one color, red. Why? Here's an explainer from Slate's Brendan Kerner.
The simple explanation is that the planet's soil is rich in iron oxide, the same substance that makes rust red. But there's a lot of debate as to why the mineral is so ubiquitous on Mars. The old theory is that the oxidization process began early in the planet's life cycle, when warm water flowed on the planet, water that may have carved out the long, now barren channels that snake through portions of Mars. Rocks containing iron would have slowly been worn away by rivers and seas, and the iron would have combined with oxygen to create iron oxide, or, in lay terms, the iron would have been rusted into red dust. Scientists who believe that Mars was once flooded with water have pointed to the abundance of iron oxide as proof of their claims. And where there's water, of course, there may also be life. But data from Pathfinder's visit to Mars in 1997 hints at another explanation, championed by Albert Yen of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Pathfinder found that the Martian soil contained far more iron than its rocks, which suggests that at least some of the planet's iron came from meteorites. That doesn't seem too far-fetched when you remember that the surface of Mars is pockmarked with impact craters. Yen has gone a step further, though, arguing that the iron from meteorites could have been rusted by something other than water. In 2000, he conducted an experiment with a chunk of labradorite, a mineral commonly found in Martian soil. The sample was placed in a test tube filled with gases common to the Martian atmosphere, and chilled to a Mars-like minus 76 degrees Fahrenheit. Finally, Yen and his cohorts pelted the tube with ultraviolet light to mimic the effects of Martian sunlight. After a week, Yen found what he'd been looking for, superoxide ions, negatively charged oxygen molecules that are capable of causing rust, even without water. It was a blow to the astrobiologists who'd long believed that the red hue of Mars indicated that water, and perhaps life, must have once been abundant on the planet. But neither theory has been proven yet, and it's possible that the redness of Mars is due to both ancient water and superoxides.
That explainer from Slate's Brendan Kerner.